what we might say, you know, we can't honour their death, but we can honour their life. And so these quilts provide a tremendous support and an education tool for the general community when they see so many people who have taken their lives to suicide.
So one of the main projects that you've been involved with has been the LifeKeeper Memory Quilts. And in 2009, the first national quilt was launched in Melbourne. This year, they're a state-based quilt. So can you tell us a bit about that LifeKeeper Memory Quilt project, particularly the launch that took place earlier in the week for New South Wales?
Yes, the quilt is tremendously supportive to families who have lost loved ones to suicide. And we launched the two New South Wales quilts on Tuesday, honouring, there was over 60 people who were on that quilt, and we had many families come to the launch here at the Salvation Army Territorial Headquarters. It's a moving experience to realise that you see these faces on the quilt and realise that so many young people have taken their lives. And when you look at the suicide, you know, for every suicide, at least 7 people who are closely affected. And the families left behind, they go through hell, actually. They have a roller coaster of emotions, you know, guilt, anger, denial, question of why is never answered. Looking at these quilts and honouring their loved one, it's therapeutic for the family. And it really realises that, you know, their name is not lost.
And the idea of the quilts, they were first launched in 2009, but how did that idea of the memory quilts come about?
I've been involved with suicide prevention for up to 20, 30 years. And in travelling overseas, I've seen some quilts that were being established by different chapters in the US. I've seen something of what the quilts could do for families. And I came back determined that we should prepare quilts. And the first quilt we commenced was the national quilt, which was about 63 people on it. That was in 2009. Then we decided, because of the tremendous support that gives to the families, that we'll establish state quilts. And so we've got these state quilts for New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia and Victoria.
What is the Salvation Army hoping that the quilts will help do around the country?
Well, the quilts travel right round the various states and really give a message that we've got to do more in the prevention of suicide, and more in particularly in supporting those who are left behind. You look at these faces, and you know every face tells a story. And the families, as I say, they go through hell, rollercoaster of emotions, and we've got to support them more. There's not enough being done to support the bereaved by suicide. These quilts, I believe, will be a bit of a wake-up call for the general community. Say, well, I didn't realise that suicide was such a major problem, but we should be doing more.